Our next item is subdivision 2006-2 D and N Properties LLC.
Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-2 D and N Properties LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. Proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance that it protects the orderly growth of the county. The land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of 10 lots on 11.88 acres of land is significantly less than the allowed density. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. This recommendation is subject to the following condition. Only 11 single lots will be permitted. Agriculture buffers shall be provided in accordance with the subdivision ordinance. The applicant shall cause to be formed a homeowner association to be responsible for the maintenance of buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The restricted covenant shall also specifically reference these maintenance requirements, including stormwater management. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All stormwater management and ponds will be within the perimeter of the site. All entrances shall be complied with all DLDOT's requirements. On the final site plan, all buffers shall be indicated. The agriculture use protection notice shall be included in the final site plan and in the restrictive covenants. Street naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing department. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the county planning and zoning commission. On the final site plan, the developer is encouraged to show a building restriction line along Trustman's Pond that preserves existing woods. And in the final site plan, in the restrictive covenant, shall include the wetlands notice required by county ordinance.
Second.
Just one question on that. I think the condition, the number of lots should have been 10, you know, because that was the revised number that they proposed.
Yeah, that's right. It should be 10.
Okay. All right. It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-2 D and N Properties LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next